20. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, begin.
I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them.
Amen.
God is a good God.
Amen.
And He wants to work together with you.
Amen.
Now, God is God. He can do all things by Himself. Mm. Do you agree?
Amen.
God is God. He can do all things by Himself, isn't He?
Yes.
But He decides to do wonderful things together with His people.
Amen.
With you.
Amen.
Now, that's a good news, because we can be part of glorious things of God. It's kind of weird, kind of absurd to know that God needs our cooperation. When He is God, He can do all things by Himself, but He choose not to, rather He wants to work together with you. So He waits until you move, until you put it into action. It's like this. God prepared all the good things in heaven, and He's waiting for you to come and get it. So who is going to get the good thing from God? You choose. You can get it, or they're still there, but if you don't get it, it's there, just sitting there for nothing. It's like God gave you, Brother John, I appreciate if you get me, yeah? Everybody. God, it's like God prepares a $1 million check. You know, in the state, in the United States, they all buy things with check, right? So God writes a $1 million check. You know how much is $1 million? How much is Korean won, Sarah? You're good with mathematics. 1억? 1억, right? I said $1 million. 10억? No, I think you miscalculated. Okay. Never mind. It's not so important. $1 million is like 1억. Okay? Something that it's hard to calculate in even Korean one. Okay? 100만 원? 10 times 100만 원 is 1000만 원? 1 million won? 10 million won? 100 million won. Oh, you're right. So 100 million won is 1억. Right? Yeah. 100 million won. God writes a check. He signs it. Pay to blank. He gives to you. How would you feel? It's too big to get it, huh? Yeah. You don't have to stay here in Korea anymore. Right? All you need to do is you write your name. Paul, pay to Paul J. Kim. Then that's mine. Hallelujah. That's mine. Now, you write your name and then it's yours, but then you put it in the middle of the book. And you put the book in a bookshelf. And you do nothing for 10 years. What do you think? Is that money worth it for you?
No.
No. You have $100,000,000,000, but then it's sitting in the bookshelf. You're not using it. So what good is it if you're not using it? It's only yours when you use it. Hallelujah. It's yours when you enjoy it, when you use it. So it's like God prepares all the good stuff in heaven and he says, come and get it. Come and get it. So that's the concept of today's verses. Exodus 17:11. Let's see some of the events in the Bible where God requires cooperation of men. Okay? Exodus 17:11. Alright, begin.
As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning.
Okay, who like to be Pastor Tucky? Because you sinned. When you see this, you understand better. Aaron and Hul.
He's two.
He's new. He's you. Come on, you two. Yeah, Aaron and Hul. Come on. This is how God works. You have to understand how God works. Okay? Now, Israelite. Okay, he be the Moses. Short Moses. Yes. Okay. And two Indian boys are backing up. Two Indian boys are bodyguard of Moses. Alright. So this is how God works. Okay? Israelites and Amalekites, they're fighting. War. Israelite and Amalekites, okay? And Moses is on the top of mountain, right? Like, Max, you want to go to the top of mountain? He was the top of mountain. And then you lift your hands up. He's praying, right? He's praying. I'm going to pray. Many anointings. He's praying. And when he prays, stop shaking. When he prays, Israelite is winning. Right? Israelite is winning. Now stop praying. Put your hands down. Then Amalekites, the enemy is winning. So what is, you have to look at this now. Amalekites is winning now. What are you going to do? Amalekites is winning. So what are you going to do? You are watching now. Amalekites, the enemy is winning. What are you going to do? You got to lift your hands up. Okay. Amalekites is winning. Pray. All the Israelites is winning. And you're getting tired now. You're getting tired. Oh, Amalekites is winning.
You guys are helping.
And Israel is winning. Now you're tired? Now, when he's tired again, now you help him.
To raise his hand.
Ah. Then Israel is winning again. Finish. The battle is won by the Israelite because Moses' hand was held up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let me ask you a question. Can God defeat the Amalekites by himself?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Come on, yes or no?
Yes.
Why? You didn't eat breakfast? Or lunch? You ate, right?
Yes.
Can God win the battle by himself?
Yes.
There's something wrong with my ears. I can hear better here, but this week. Just this side. Let me test. I want to see if my ears are... Okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, that's the problem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see the difference? Hallelujah. My ears are okay. I thought my ears are bad. This is Amalekite, this is Israel. Do you want to be named as Amalekite or Israelite? Israelite?
Yes.
Then shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
아이고. 아침 안 먹었어요? 아이고. Listen, 여기 다 listen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know why? Because this group come to the early morning prayer. See? Amen. Oh, who are you? now you have to come to Holy Mary Prayer. Because you high five me and you have to come. How about you? No, just that shit. Jeremiah, our brother. No wonder why they're hot. Come on, Holy Mary Prayer. See that the spirituality here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, God can win the battle, finish the battle, kill, destroy the enemies by himself. He can do this. Everybody die. Do you understand? He can send millions of angels and crush them. Do you understand? But God does not do that. He chooses to use the arms of Moses. What is the significance about this hand? Prayer. Prayer, hallelujah.
Amen.
If your prayer is held up, then you have power.
Amen.
God is behind you, and God will fight for you.
Amen.
But if prayer hand is down and prayer, there's no more prayer, the enemy is crushing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I love what Jeremiah shared, because I think there was a wisdom. How you share about iron sharpen iron. You see, if only Moses here and no Aaron and Hur, only him go. Then his hands will be soon get weary and tired. Right? Nobody to back him up and help him. Then he's gonna don't go down and the people of God will crush. You see? But here's iron, sharpens iron. Hallelujah. Two boys are lifting up together. We are the winners.
Amen.
We conquer the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you. You see? Oh, praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. God chooses to work together with you. Are you willing to work together with God? That's the question, brothers and sisters. All right, Ezekiel 36:37. There's something very interesting scripture. Now I'm going to show you two very interesting scriptures. And you'll be surprised to see this kind of scripture, huh? All right, Ezekiel 36:37. Begin. Oh, this one. Where are they? 잘 들어줘. 36:37. 시작.
Thus says the Lord God, I will also let the house of Israel inquire of me to do this for them. I will increase the man like a flock.
Huh. Do you understand that scripture? It's like in the time of Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel, there were great sins, but then God is saying, I have prepared many blessings for my people, Israelites. But then God is saying, but you have to do something. I am about to bless you greatly, my people, but you have to do something. What is that? What is that thing that God is asking his people to do?
Inquire. Huh?
Inquire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
John, do you see that? Do you see the light here? God asked his people to inquire of me to do this for them. Now, God can, of course, he's able to bless the people, right? Anytime he wants. But then he's asking his people, you have to pray. You have to pray for me to release my blessings to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you see? Amen.
Amen.
If you pray, God works. If you stop praying, Satan works. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Are you going to let Satan work or God works?
God works.
Huh? Come on, this group. Are you going to work, let Satan works or God works?
God works.
Are you going to let Satan works or God works?
God works.
Something wrong with my ears? Definitely, your inward prayer works. God asked for you to inquire, to ask God. God bless me. Then he's ready to bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 If you want to be blessed, do you want to be blessed?
Yes.
Book of Romans chapter 12, it tells us how to live a Christian life in order to be blessed. Now this is the bonus. This is not what's in my outline. This is the bonus, okay? God is good. God gives you bonus blessing today. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Okay? If you want to live a normal Christian life, this is normal Christian life. Number one, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Amen?
Amen.
Your body is bought, purchased by Christ's blood.
Amen.
Your body is not your own body. Your body belongs to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Your body belongs to Jesus Christ. Because he purchased your body with precious blood.
Amen.
Don't ever think that your body is yours. No. Your body belongs to God.
Amen.
Because your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Bible says, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. The starting of your Christian faith is offer your body as a living sacrifice. So your body has to be here, where it needs to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not in the club. Amen?
Amen.
Your body needs to be here. Not in the club, amen?
Amen?
Your body needs to be here and not in the 다방. Hmm? 다방. Korean club. 다방, I don't know. 노래방? Yeah, 노래방. 돈 노래방. Huh? Okay. Do you understand? Amen? If you look at the book of Acts chapter 2, okay? Their bodies were in the church and in the house of Christian brothers and sisters every day. What day?
Every day.
Every day. Ba, 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 ba. Every day. You know that song? Right? We should sing that song one day. Every day. Every day we serve the Lord. Every day we live our life for the Lord. Hallelujah. Every day we communicate with God. Every day we need to pray. Every day we need to read the Word of God. Every day we need to serve Him. Amen.
Amen.
Every day you need to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Monday through Sunday, 7 days straight, no rest. We came to early morning prayer. And some people say, oh, Pastor, it's such a good to see you every day. And I say, amen. I'm so glad to see you every day too. Now I feel like we are really family.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Family does not see each other once a week. Is that a family?
No.
If you see each other once a week, that's not family. If you see once a month, that's not family. If you see once a year, that's like a stranger. If you see once a month, that's like a, I don't know. We met in the street. If you see once a week, that's a neighborhood. Hey, hello, brother. Hi, how are you? Fine, thank you. Okay, go your way, my house. We felt like a family that we saw every day. Okay. Isaiah 45:11. Let's look at another scripture that's kind of hard to understand it. Okay. 45:11. Ready? Begin.
Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the works of my hands, you command me.
Wow. Concerning the work of my hands, you command me. Wow. Everybody say, wow.
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 Wow!
This is amazing.
This is amazing.
It's amazing because God tells us, command me. Now, you can think, how dare you can command God? Your creation, God is creator. How can creation command to the creator? But you can clearly see in this scripture, it says, command me. You have to read what is in the mind of God when he wrote this verse. It's like saying, I really want to hear your voice. I really want to hear your prayer. I really want to hear your proclamation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you see God's heart here? Okay. I'm trying to share with you this afternoon that you have been chosen by God as God's partnership. As a God's partner.
Amen.
You are God's partner. Amen?
Amen.
You are God's partner to fulfill God's kingdom's work.
Amen.
So that's a privilege for you, isn't it? Right?
Yes.
Who am I that God has chosen me as his partner? We are a partner with God, the Creator. Hallelujah!
Amen.
And then God wants to work mightily in and through you through your prayer.
Amen.
If you pray, God works. Amen?
Amen.
Repeat after me. If I pray,
If I pray,
God works.
God works.
If I don't pray,
If I don't pray,
Satan laughs.
Satan laughs.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Let's make our enemy, Satan, what? Cry or? Shiver? Shivering. Frightened. Let us make our enemy, Satan, frightened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He should be afraid of us, not we afraid of Satan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because on the cross, Satan has been crushed already.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Let's go now. Let me get to the message now. Okay. First, bind and loose on earth. 18, verse 18. Begin.
I'll tell you the truth.
Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Now, what a scripture! This is such a wonderful promise of God. It says, "Listen, if you bind on earth, right? If you bind something, it will be bound already." Meaning past tense, right? You bind something, you'll be bound in heaven already. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you loose here, you'll be loosed in the kingdom of God. First you have to bind it on earth. You have to loose on earth. Then it will happen in the kingdom of God, in heaven. It's not vice versa. We usually think, let your will be done on heaven as it is, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we have tendency to think first about heaven and then earth, isn't it? But here it's reverse. God is saying, whatever you bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, it will be bound, loose in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you need to go next now. So how can this be true? Now how is this possible? Okay, when you loose in on earth, it will be bind and loose in heaven. Now how is this possible? Next verse. Verse 19. Begin.
Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So here's a condition. Bible clearly promises with you, okay? If you, whatever you bind, whatever you loose, it will happen in heaven. Okay? But there is a condition. What is the condition? Number one, two of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many?
Two.
How many?
Two.
God needs two people to bind it, to lose it. Then it will happen in heaven. God needs two people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Here's a secret. You're married, right? So, you, Pastor Toki, and his wife together. When they together, two of them agree about anything you ask for it, then it will be done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You alone, if you bind it, it will not happen. You alone, if you lose it, it will not happen. Bible says, two. If that's a condition, isn't it? If that's a condition. What is the condition? Two of you. You and your wife have to have same heart. Agree. Then bind it together in the name of Jesus Christ. It will happen. You lose together and you will lose in heaven. Hallelujah. Let's talk. Is it easy to have agree with your wife, everything? Huh?
No. It's difficult.
It's difficult.
Yeah. How difficult?
In some.
How difficult?
It's very difficult.
It's hard to say.
How to express.
You want to say, it's so difficult to live with my wife and to have agreement and to have same heart, same mind? It's very difficult. Right? I'm not going to ask Pastor Amos because his wife is here. Because I don't want them to fight at night time. So we have to save the unity of the couple here. Huh? It's not easy. It's not easy to have agreements with your wife and husband, isn't it? But Bible says, keep the unity of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You, at all costs, you have to keep the unity. You have to have same thought, same mind, and same feeling. Okay? Do you understand? Agreement. That word agree is the same heart. Same heart. Once you have the same heart, then you bind together, it will happen in heaven. Which means your prayer will be answered. If you lose, you'll be loosed. Hallelujah. As a church, Old Front Church, about 40 of us, if we have one mind, same thoughts, one thought of seeking our Lord Jesus Christ, and us together cry out in our prayer, guess what's going to happen? The heaven's door will be open, wide open.
Amen.
And He will pour out His blessings, His power.
Amen.
I am confident. Amen.
Amen.
Do you want to see God?
Amen.
Do you want to see Jesus?
Amen.
Together, brothers and sisters. I cannot do it alone. Huh? We need brothers together.
Amen.
Two. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look verse 20. Okay. Verse 20. Ready? Begin.
For where two or three come together into my name, there am I with them.
Okay. How many people here now?
Two.
Huh?
Two or three.
So, two or three. God only needs two or three. Means two is okay. Because or, right? Or means two and three. Not two and three. Bible says two or three. So two is okay. Three is better. Four is better. 10 is better. 20 is better. 40 is even better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The more it is, the better it is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So only two is necessary to come together into my name. Now that's the second condition. First condition, two have to agree. Two have to agree, then it's going to happen in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the first condition. Two people's agreement. That's the first condition for God to answer your prayer. Okay? First condition. Second condition, two have to come together into what name?
My
name. That's the second condition. Have to together into my name. What does that mean? Into my name. Okay. Name talks about character. If you talk about Pastor Paul, if you say Pastor Paul, then that Paul has my character in it, isn't it? If you know me, Pastor Paul, then you will automatically relate to his character. Do you understand? The name tells who he is. If I say Hitler, then you'll remember who he is, isn't it? The name tells who he is, his character. Right? Abraham. What comes into your mind?
Faith.
You see? The name has character. Here, my name, the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The name Jesus has character. So when Bible says into my, to get, they come together into my name, means into my character. Do you understand this? We're not talking about religion here. We're not talking about ritual. We're not talking about some kind of law here. We're talking about person. Character means person. We're talking about Jesus Christ, who is a person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we need to, together into my name, into Christ. Christian means those who are in Christ. So here's a condition. Now look at me. I'm almost done. Look. Please, look up. Look up. When two agree, first condition, agree, first condition, same heart. Second, when two have entered into name of Christ, enter into Christ, then whatever they bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Hallelujah. Whatever they loose in heaven, loose on earth, that it will loose in
heaven.
You see? John and me, hey brother, how are you? And then start praying. Okay, now we're going to pray for something, okay? Bible says to bind on earth. Okay, let's bind in Jesus Christ. Let's bind the Satan's work now in Jesus' name. And then let's lose the God's blessings. It will not happen unless we have same heart, agree. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand? If I don't, if there's no unity among our spirits, if there's no sharing of our hearts, there's no power. God wants to bless us. He wants to release His blessings and anointing, but there needs to be agreement. And we have to be in Christ. Meaning, not just John and me, but Christ has to be here, and three of us, we are one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, there's power when you are one with your brother and sister.
Amen.
And there's a power, there's even more power when you are one, not only with your brother, but you, two of you, you are one with Christ.
Amen.
If you are one with Christ, then Bible says, whatever. Whatever you bind, you will be bound. Whatever you loose, you'll be loosed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
In Jesus' name I speak revival to overflowing church.
Amen.
And if you know for this to happen, my brothers and sisters, we need to have agreement. We need to have same mind. We need to have same interest. Right? And we need to become one with Christ. And we become one with Christ through prayer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when we pray, strongholds fall down.
Amen.
The stronghold that is in our mind. Okay? The self-centered life, that's the strongest. That's the strongest stronghold.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. The most stronghold that we have in our mind is a self-centered life.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as I'm selfish, I'm self-centered, then how can I be one with her? How can I be have that agreement with her? Do you understand? We can only be one when we become selfless. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can only become one when we become Christ-centered.
Amen.
And we can become selfless and become Christ-centered only through prayer. Because Bible says, not by might, nor by power, Zechariah 4:6. Not by my power, but by my spirit, says the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
We can only become one through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And when we pray, the Holy Spirit comes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Holy Spirit is the spirit of prayer. Amen?
Amen.
In the book of Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, when Holy Spirit came, they began to speak.
Amen.
Speak in tongues. You see? Holy Spirit is the spirit of prayer. I want to challenge you and encourage you, my brothers and sisters. It's time to pray. It's time to pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 If you work nighttime and it cannot come, we understand that. Okay? Just pray with us in your spirit. It's okay. But if you can come here on 5:30 a.m., I encourage you to come. If you need a pickup, there's a deacon. Alright, who picks up? 5:15, right? 5:15 at the front of 7-Eleven, Seongbuldong. In Wadong, if you need to pick up, he will do that. Just for these 7 days. I pray that we will have agreement.
Amen.
We will become same heart.
Amen.
And we will enter into His name, the character of our Lord Jesus Christ, and become one with us, with Christ. And there is power.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
There is power. And you are ready to experience that power. I know you want to experience that power. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Let's all stand together and pray.